This week, the Bessie Smith Cultural Center here in Chattanooga launched a digital series to spur dialogue on race relations. The series is called Bessie's Front Porch, featuring community members reading children's books. Elijah Cameron is Director of Community Relations for the center.
Elijah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Looking forward to talking with you today.
Tell us more about the Front Porch.
The Bessie Front Porch is designed to bring about some talks on the race relations, diversity, civil rights here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and some of the changes that we've seen over the years here in Chattanooga. We came up with this idea because of some of the things that we're having now around the country. And of course, the COVID-19 has closed down most of the businesses around here. And we being one of those businesses that were closed, but most of our activities take place with people coming into the museum. We wanted to be able to do some things to help some of our people to understand what was happening around race and diversity here in the city of Chattanooga. So we felt a need to be able to talk to them digitally, and that's what we're doing here now.
So tell us more about the series. There's something new every week.
Yes, we're having prominent citizens that come in reading different books about race relations, diversity, things like what makes us different, things of that nature. So we've started our series with Deion Jennings from Tennessee Valley Federal Credit Union. She was reading a book on what makes us different. We will have different people coming in, reading different stories, hoping that we will get some feedback with questions. And we even want to have people texting us for questions and things of that nature. We hope to even have people come in and talk about some of their experiences growing up here in Chattanooga, some of the challenges that some of us may have faced as we went into the workforce here in Chattanooga. Sometimes there have been those who have been first in their field. I think we may have some people coming in talking about being the first Black executive at Erlang Hospital, being the first Black executive with DuPont and things of that nature. We have those people that we've talked to. And we hope to have those discussions on our front porch, how it affected their families, how they were treated in the workplace in the beginning when they first came on board. And we also hope to have some talks with some of those people who were impacted by the civil rights movement when they were kids and their families or their fathers or mothers were involved. So we hope to have those kind of discussions on our front porch also.
And part of it is just providing a perspective or reinforcing a perspective, not only within the Black community, but beyond the Black community at a time where we have COVID, we have the economic blows, we've had the killing of George Floyd, the protests, the unrest, all of this happening one after another, happening all at the same time. What you're describing sounds like you're trying to ground people beyond the present, as important and as difficult as the present is to deal with right now.
Correct. We view this as an opportunity to have a discussion about diversity, race relations. As you know, America has been a country that, for lack of a better term, had to cover over their face, but the cover has now been pulled off. So it's time to have some dialogue about these things. It's time to be able to tell the truth about America and what's happening or what has happened in America. And in order to get to a solution, we have to talk about those issues that have gone on for a long time here in this country. We need to be able to bring people together and to dialogue in a positive way to ensure that we're doing the things that will help us move forward, our children, our grandchildren, even those coming after our grandchildren.
And what you're talking about, you've seen it, you've lived it. Right here in Chattanooga, you have seen some things change over the years. You've seen some things that still haven't changed.
Correct. I've looked around and I've talked to some friends. Back in the 60s when we were looking at our 60s and early 70s, when we were looking at trying to make changes, there were those of us who were marching. We had more Blacks marching then. But today I'm encouraged because I see more young whites, older whites out there been a part of this protest and these demonstrations and wanting to know and wanting more answers than we've been able to give in the past. So I'm very encouraged that we are moving in the right direction. I just feel that we need to come together with some type of action plan to help us move forward. I think it's going to be very important in the next coming weeks here, especially in Chattanooga, that we have some people sit down and start dialoguing about how do we get to the next level? How do we move forward with the things that are happening here in our country to make this country a better place to live?
It's also a generational dialogue.
Exactly, exactly. Ray, you know, you and I, we've been around for a minute or two. So we've got to help those young people coming behind us. Unfortunately, the history books don't talk about some of the things that we see happening in America. The history books don't talk about the contribution that blacks actually made to the growth of America. Our kids don't see that. They only tell part of the truth. They don't tell the whole truth. So we've got to be able to tell the whole truth to make us understand how and why it's so important that Black Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter, the Indian Lives Matter. We've got to be able to talk about all these things to make America be the one America that we need to have it be.
All right. Elijah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray, for having us. We certainly appreciate the work that you do at WUTC. We want you to continue doing that good work. And hopefully we can continue to be a partner with you in the things that we are doing here at the Bessie Smith Culture Center.
More information online at BessieSmithCC.org, on Facebook at Bessie Smith Cultural Center, and on Twitter at TheBessie.